Where do we start with first? Banner Club or Adopt a Student? Banner Club first?
Doesn't matter. That's fine. Sure. I can talk a little bit about our annual fundraising. You bet. Yeah, we sent our packets out middle of June, so about a month ago. So we've got several turned back in, but we are waiting for several to come back in. So a reminder to those that have gotten theirs, you know, you've got till, well, July 31st is our deadline printed, but we stretch it. We stretch it quite a bit. If you're new and you don't know what it is, we have the five levels, and a lot of people want to get that banner that hangs up in the gym. If you've been into the Graff Event Center, you know you've seen those banners, and this is how you do it right here. Our top three levels is how you get the banner, and we have the Hall of Fame, which is our top level. That's for donations of $1,000 or up. Dream Team level is $500 up to $999. And then the Banner Club level, which is the most popular, is our $350 to $499 level. So with those levels, everybody gets a 3-foot by 5-foot banner that hangs in the gym. They get donor recognition in the media guides, all the media guides, and the sizes of the ads vary as to which level you come in at. And then you also get recognition at the ballpark, the sports complex, with a banner up there that lists the top three levels as well. Then we have our two lower levels, which is the varsity level. That's $150 up to $349, excuse me. And then team player is up to $150. So if you come in at any of those levels, we'd love to have you. And the funds that we raise for this, they go to scholarships every year, and then the media guides that we print, we do the three seasons, fall, winter, and spring, and those are the programs that we put out for all the games and home games. So, and then additional, we have the Adopt Student program that the girls are going to talk about here, mm-hmm. that these help cover those costs, and just all the things that we do help with team gear, team meals, and things of that nature. So, yeah, if you're interested, you can give me a holler at 345-8760 during the day, or you can also call Rebecca Vosberg at 344-3482. We can give you more details or visit with you about it. This is an annual. We do this every year, so it's an annual contribution to keep that banner up. You can also go to www.mccboosters.com. That'll take you to our website, and there's a section on there about being a donor, and you can sign up right there, and it'll email to me, and then we'll reach out and go that route. So, yeah.
Every year we're seeing more and more banners up there, all every year.
Yeah, we keep growing. Every year we get a couple more. Some years it's more, you know, some years it's just a couple. But we currently have approximately 7 Hall of Fame levels, 22 Dream Teams, 45 Banner Clubs, and then a nice handful of the varsity and the team player levels. So yeah, we do have some new ones in, had some new prospects. We've got a couple that have inquired and a couple we're going to go try to visit with and everything. So yeah,
it's not just businesses, it can be families.
Oh yeah,
groups,
we have a lot of families. You know, they're up there as just their family. They want their family represented, or they want to support us. We appreciate it so much. We cannot do any of the stuff that we do without these donors, mm-hmm. right here. And some of them have been with us like from the beginning, mm-hmm. And then as new businesses come to town and they want to join, but yeah, you're definitely right. You don't have to be a business. You can be an entity, a organization, a family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who does your banners then?
We have Sarah at McCook Lettering do our banners. Mm-hmm. She works really well with us. When we get a new donor in, once they're in, then I give her the go-ahead, and then I remove myself as the middleman, and she works directly with the donor to get their banner created, and the cost of that banner is ours. That's part of your, you know, coming in as a donor. So unless you have a logo change or you want to change it yourself down the road, then you still work with Sarah, but the cost is up to you to do. And we've had several of the businesses and stuff that have had to do that, and then they just take care of that with Sarah. But she's really easy to work with. We always say less is more. You know, keep it simple for your banner. You put your details in the ad that goes in the media guides, and then when the folks are at the games and they're just waiting between or whatever, they scroll through those,
right.
And then they can read the information In the media guides. And the media guides are very, very nice. We go to Acme for them, and mm-hmm. they're full color now. Yep. I mean, if you looked at the way they've evolved from when I first started helping with it till now, it's just amazing, you know. So they're very nice quality, and I don't know that they you get them quite like that everywhere you go. But
so if you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of you, but kind of sooner the better, because the school year is going to be starting up pretty soon.
Yeah, definitely you want to get in sooner than later, so we're not scrambling to get things finished. And you can reach out to any of the board. I mean, even Diane and Jordan, you can always talk to them. They'll probably refer you to me, but if you have any questions, they can sure can take those questions as well and get you started. But yeah, the sooner the better. So give us a call or get in contact with
you
me.
Bet.
Or, yeah.
All right. Adopt a student. Jordan, Diane. Yeah, Diane, we talked over the years. You've been involved with this probably from the start too, haven't you?
Well, not from the start, but I started back in 2013 when Megan graduated from high school and started up at MCC. And it is something that I have really grown to love and have a really strong passion for, just because Megan was involved with it for the first 2 years here. And then when she went on to school, she just didn't realize how much that extra community support and whatever meant to the kids and whatever. When you go into a new school, you don't know anyone. There's no one else out there. If you're not getting along really well with the rest of your team or things aren't quite going well at school, you have no one to back up to. And we have so many international students and people from all over the United States that come in, and they just are kind of like lost at first. And so it's something that really helps those students get over some of the homesickness or whatever, feel like they've got someone out there to cheer for them, you know, because if you live in Australia, you're not going to have someone in the stands watching you play volleyball or basketball or softball or whatever. So it's just nice to have someone that they know and connect with out there in the stands, just supporting them. And hey, when they're frustrated, they can come and cry on your shoulder or anything else. All we ask is just have the students over once or twice a month for a meal. We can't buy them anything or anything else, but just having them over to your home. Your home doesn't have to be big and fancy. I live in a small house. The kids always tell me it's homey. You know, mm-hmm. It's just somewhere where they can feel like they can get away. You know, I just have felt like it's been a really good thing. I don't have any kids at home anymore, so it's kind of my connection to keep with involved with the sports. Jordan's got the kids, so she's got the kid attraction that all the students enjoy going over and being with them. But Papa Rupa and I kind of entertain the kids too or whatever. But it's just fun to have them sit around the kitchen table and talk to them, let them come over and do homework if they want to get away from the dorms, you know, do a little laundry, whatever, you know. It's not a big time commitment or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's good.
Now, Jordan, this used to be adopted athlete, but more over the last couple of years has more evolved to adopt a student.
Yes.
Now.
So we allow any student at MCC to be a part of this program. You have your traditional students that aren't coming here to play, you know, sports. So, yeah, we are offering that to them to provide a home away from home. If they're maybe an international student coming in, not involved in athletics, or someone maybe from out of town that needs that home away from home, as Diane was saying, and just getting kind of allowing the families to welcome them into the communities and into their homes so they can get off of campus. So yeah, we have, you know, baseball that you can be a part of. We have volleyball, golf, women's and men's basketball, softball, and rodeo that you can choose, you know, if you want an athlete to adopt. Or again, you can adopt your just traditional student as well. So those are pretty limited. It's, you know, a lot of the coaches do recommend that all of their players or the majority of their players are a part of this program. Mm-hmm. So they are able to meet different families within the community, get off campus, et cetera. But yes, if there is someone that does want the traditional student, we do have to kind of work a little harder behind the scenes, but that is an option as well.
So folks out there listening right now, I'm interested, what do they need to do next now?
Yeah, they can reach out to myself, Jordan Johnson, or Diane Rupert. We do have a flyer if they want to stop into M&B Bank and pick up one of these flyers. We just have a form that they'll need to sign. Them and or their spouse will need to sign that. They can also visit our Boosters website, which is www.mccboosters.com. My number is 308-340-5255. And Diane's number is 308-345-8754. So.
And Diane, you probably want to get this, like the Banner Club, you want to cut ASAP if thinking, yeah. Please get signed up.
Yes, our deadline is August 1st. We might extend it just a little bit, but like the volleyball students will be coming in the 1st of August or whatever, and then the other ones will be in the middle of August. So, yes, we need the families signed up as soon as possible so we know what we've got, where we need to start reaching out for some more to cover all these students that are coming in. So,
and also, you know, the most critical time is right when they first get to school. You know, they're just leaving their friends, just leaving their family, home, everything that they've been comfortable with for the last 18 to 19 years. So it is essential that we get them paired up with their families as soon as possible. And also we have a save the date. We typically have an adopt-a-student meet and greet at the college. It just gives the families and the students just a neutral spot to introduce themselves, kind of connect, and then they can choose to go eat dinner or hang out at the house or whatever afterwards. So that date is tentative to be determined, but that is usually later in August. So we're wanting to get those families and the athletes connected as soon as possible, which is why we have a deadline of August 1st. So.
And you guys have been doing this, I know, Diane, for a long time. You get to be lifelong friends, don't you?
Yes, we do. And I still keep in contact with a bunch of them. That's one thing nice with social media. I keep contact with a lot of mine through Snapchat. I do like a Sunday thing or whatever. And I've got ones from Australia, from Italy, you know, California, you know, Canada. I've got had lots and lots of Canadians, but it's just kind of fun to keep keep in contact with them. And it's just, you know, they just, you know, it's a connection or whatever. And I really still care about them a lot. And we usually try to pair up two with each family. So then you've got a buddy system or whatever. Sometimes we might end up having to have a few more depending on how many families we've got. But we usually try to pair up two together with one family so they're not walking in just feeling like they're in a fishbowl.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So. All right. You had something?
I was just going to mention, I think we started this in 2002, 2003, around there. That's how long we've been doing it. And I know for me, I've had a couple of other like colleges across the United States reach out and say, you know, tell me about your program and how you did it. And I don't know that they ever got it to work. So kudos to the MCC Boosters for doing this and the community for supporting it. And, you know, sometimes there's a good fit and sometimes it's just tough. Some of the kids, it's not their thing, but you will find where some of the kids, they will really appreciate this. Mm-hmm. And like these said, I still have from the girls that or the kids that I had back in the day. I haven't done the program for a few years, but we're still in touch. Their mm-hmm. kids are my grandkids. You know what I mean? Like we have a good connection and stuff. And so definitely if you're thinking about it, reach out and talk about it and see, maybe be good for you and your family to do. Mm-hmm. But I did also want to just mention real quick that we do have three new board members for the Boosters this year. And just to give them a quick shout out, but we have Jesse Spencer, Mackenzie Bivens, and Kurt Swanhorst that will be joining our board or have joined our board. They haven't been to an official meeting yet. That will be next month in August. But we're looking forward to working with them and excited to have them as a part of our team.
They'll be great.
They will be great.
You bet. Yep. You bet. Jordan, you got something?
Yeah, I'm just going to piggyback kind of off of what Diane and Sherry had mentioned. Again, you don't have to have kids at home. I have three, and it's wonderful. The kids look up to them. The softball girls we had last year came to some of our girls' events. It's kind of fun just seeing them in the crowd. You don't have to have children at home. Grandkids in the area. You can be empty nesters. You can be a single individual, whatever. So if this is something that you are interested in, we would love to have you be a part of this program that, like Sherry said, is very unique. I think it's something that we should be very proud of. And I know that the athletes, the traditional students that are a part of it and their families are very, very appreciative that we are able to offer this. So it's kind of a blessing to our area. But anyway, again, we need all of those forms turned in by August 1st. If you're wanting one, contact Diane Rupert again at 345-8754 or myself, 340-5255, or visit our MCC Boosters website.
Yeah, the website has the information too.
Yeah. Yep. And you can stop down at M&B Bank too. That's where I work at, and Sherry and I are both available there. Sure. So if they have any questions or need to pick up forms or anything else.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Do have waivers that the families that have to sign. Yeah, they have to be signed by both. Like if there's a husband and wife, they both have to sign mm-hmm. it. So those are just critical things that we have to have done, and you're not officially a part of it until that those things are done. And then there are NJCAA rules that we have to follow, but mm-hmm. we go over all that at the meet and greet when we schedule that, and we send an invite out to the families, and then that's when we pair up the families with the kids, and we go over the rules, and then usually we have some refreshments, cookies and water, that they mm-hmm. can sit and do all that. And like Jordan said, if you want to take them out then or take them home or whatever, that's fine. If you want to just stay there, then we leave that facility available for a little while that people cool. can do this stuff there.
Yeah, so. Just another thing. I know that our schedules are busy. They're getting filled with more and more things every year. This is a pretty low commitment program. As Diane had mentioned, twice a month, you know, at the minimum. If you want to have them over weekly or multiple times a week, that's your preference. But typically, we just ask at least two times a month. So pretty low maintenance, but still a very rewarding program.
You bet. So. Adopt Student, Banner Club, get on the ball and get those things in. It's ASAP, right?
Yes, sir.
You bet. Diane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich.
You bet. Jordan, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, kids, for coming by, supporting mom today. And thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much, Rich. We appreciate all of your support that you give us and helping us promote all of our things. So
hard to believe it's already here already.
I know. It's
fast
crazy.
Summer.
It's crazy. We might be back talking to you about our fall youth girls volleyball tournament if we can get a date set.
We haven't got a date set yet.
We are looking at a few dates, but our big thing right now is finding a tournament director and the volunteers that we need to be able to put it on. And so if we can get those things coordinated, then we'll be out very soon to talk to you about that.